Now it's been a few hours, and we know in a few more hours it's going to be dark, and we know the cremation of care, this Babylonian slash Canaanite sacrifice ritual that we've heard so much about is going to be taking place at dusk. And so I tell Mike, I go, that's it. Let's just, there were a few paths and steps going up into some of the buildings that were built higher up in the cliff walls. I said, let's just go all the way up there. Let's just go into the bushes somewhere. Mm-hmm. The problem is everything's so steep, there weren't really bushes up there, just big redwoods. I said, let's hide out somewhere. So we finally went up there for a couple hours, hid behind one of the camps. I believe it was Spider's Web. And there were weird, you know, skull regalia, giant skulls on signs up in the trees with the names of famous pirates. Again, that pirate motif that,
right.
that Skull and Bones is into. So we hide out until it starts getting dusk. And down below us, and we're probably 500 feet, you know, up in the gorge at this point, we hear chanting and singing, and it's like something out of Hall of the Mountain King.
About how many people, Alex, do you think were down there, out there?
There's about 1,200 members, and some of them can bring guests. They say 2,000
oh my gosh.
Grove attendees and another 1,000 servants there at the Grove, and then a lot of them bring their own private valets. I mean, royalty goes to this.
So this is huge, this event.
This is absolutely huge. And so we're walking back down the gorge, people are, servants are coming up and saying, oh, you're walking too quick. Trouble yourselves not. The cares are off your shoulders, groveling to us. And we're both, you know, look like we're 30 years old. And we're going, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And as we walk down, and I've got video of this, as we walk down, there are hundreds of these long tables with people all chanting and singing, in what sounds like Gaelic. And engaging in all this bizarre, drunkenness. It's like something out of Conan the Barbarian, in a feasting scene. And then all of a sudden they start ringing a bell and it's getting dark and this huge crowd gets up and there's this, bizarre operatic singing coming from the darkness. And there's this 150-yard long pool or small pond with this huge stone owl with 13 black steps going up to it with this stone black altar and this Aladdin's lamp burning. And we went and stood with the crowd there at the edge of the water and for the next hour videotaped the cremation of care ceremony. And they... Again, came out in their red and black robes. It was just like a church service.
Alex, were there other people there trying to videotape who were part of the group, or were you the only person there? I mean, how did you hold your camera, for example?
No. Again, the camera was on a fanny pack, inside a fanny pack on my side, hooked to a fake pager.
So you just kind of used that as the eyepiece, I guess, or the lens?
That's why some of the camera works great, some of it's sketchy, because I have somebody step in front of me during a ritual and I have to, you'll see me
okay.
step around them and try to aim my waist at the ceremony.
Sure. So it's almost hip mounted practically.
No, it was hip mounted. It was just like a pager.
Okay.
On my hip, and it was total darkness now. There's no lights illuminating the owl. I'm there with about 1,500 people across the water. It's about 150 yards long, 50 yards across. We're across from it. I'm about 50 yards away from the ritual. All of a sudden, you hear this weird chanting, and out comes these men in black robes with torches. And they then go and assemble in front of the owl, and then all of a sudden this high priest comes out in this silver outfit with this red cape with this pointy Klan hat on, and classic Illuminati stuff.
Sure.
And, because the Klan folks are wannabes of all of this. They're imitating it. And then out comes more of these people involved in the ritual in red hoods and green hoods. And it looks like something out of Eyes Wide Shut.
I was just going to ask you that. The same thing, the chants, everything.
Absolutely. Minus the $1,000 an hour prostitutes. We didn't see any of that there, though mainstream media has reported, and I have those articles on my site, that, again, I was there at the kickoff. July 15th, the kickoff. Supposedly, there's a bunch of other rituals. It's a lot wilder.